Brian Campbell is an environmental anthropologist and assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Central Arkansas, Conway. While conducting research for his agricultural biodiversity project, it's a conservation project documenting Arkansas heirloom crop varieties at risk of extinction, he discovered something that troubled him.
And there was a recurring theme in the Ozark region, specifically when working with some farmers in Newton and Madison County, and Carroll County, obviously, is that they were concerned that their organic gardens and farms and pasture land were going to become contaminated or had already become contaminated by the spraying of herbicides by the electric cooperative that provides electricity to the region. Some of these farmers were off the grid anyway, didn't even pay for electricity, but were being subjected to the spraying of herbicide nonetheless.
That would be Carroll Electric Cooperative, a nonprofit electric utility based in Berryville that services portions of Northwest Arkansas and Southwest Missouri. It's the largest cooperative in the state, and among the nation's 840 other electric co-ops nationwide, it ranks in the top 5% with $350 million in assets, according to its website. For decades, it cleared power line right-of-ways using brush hogs and chainsaws, but 6 years ago, Carroll Electric, like hundreds of power utilities across the nation, decided to switch to herbicides to permanently remove trees and shrubs. The company subcontracts a portion of the chemical work. Crews drive tankers along mountainous right-of-ways using power hoses to saturate 30-foot-wide swaths of land. Campbell was so shocked by what he saw and heard that he decided to write and produce Natural State of America. Here's a film clip from the trailer.
They cleared manually and mechanically for 70 years before that. You know, the EPA specifically stated they do not endorse these products as safe for humans or pets, even if the label directions are followed.
Profiled are certain organic farmers like Gordon Watkins, who grows blueberries and grapes on Rivendale Gardens along the Little Buffalo in Newton County. He's concerned his land and water may be contaminated. And Campbell illustrates how herbicides may imperil organic certification through chemical drift and transmigration through roots.
The land is well suited to the production of blueberries, and he was the president at the time of the Ozark Organic Growers Association. So Gordon Watkins is one of them, and he is very passionate about stopping this herbicide spraying because he feels like he needs to protect his farm, and it's he's very aware of the karst geology of the Ozarks, which basically means that even if his farm is not directly sprayed, if his neighbor's farm is sprayed, or even a farm very far away or land very far away, it could very easily come up in the irrigation water that he uses to water his blueberries.
Water is central to the film. The out-of-pocket production with gorgeous Ozark landscapes, clever animation by Gustav Carlson, and musical interludes by punk bluegrassers Mountain Sprout opens with a landholder drawing up a metal pail brimming with clear, cold water from a hand-dug stone well. The film illustrates how karst, permeable limestone, and dolomite, carved by underground streams, caves, and sinkholes, surging with rainwater, is highly susceptible to contamination from above ground. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality prohibits herbicide application on creeks, along waterways, and near ponds. The film shows a dog accidentally drinking from a contaminated puddle of water in an area just sprayed. The next day, Campbell says, who narrates the film, the dog died.
Kathy Turner is another obvious example, and she does pasture. She does organic hay. She was certified for that, and she was planning on getting into and selling basically wild species off of her land for, you know, it could range from anything from, you know, wild medicinal herbs to other things, basket making and things like that. And so she was denied the opportunity to do that kind of production.
Due, she says, to herbicide drift. Kathy Turner operates Doubletree Ranch and is also an organic farm inspector. Among others featured in the film are Ozark naturalist Kent Bonner and Barry Weaver. A key source in the documentary is Pat Costner, retired research chemist with Greenpeace International. She lives in Carroll County and is a Carroll Electric customer.
she was the first one to really sound the alarm, if you will, and to write, you know, an editorial stating that there were problems with these chemicals that they were using and that they were doing widespread use because of the spray under right-of-way. So she was the first one to call them out publicly.
Costner describes getting a letter from Carroll Electric one day announcing it would be applying products to right-of-ways to enhance the growth of grasses, it said. So she looked into it and found a litany of hazardous chemicals, including Tordon K, she says, which contains picloram, an endocrine disruptor, cited by EPA as a groundwater pollutant. Campbell later shows tape of Costner at a packed Carroll Electric Cooperative annual membership meeting held last year in Berryville, where only two upset co-op members were allowed to speak for 2 minutes each, from the film trailer.
Carroll Electric is supposedly a democratic cooperative.
I think
we have a governance problem.
We found out that they've been spraying for 2 years, and we didn't even know about it.
My farm was actually only sprayed, and we have tried to resolve this conflict, and nobody will take responsibility for my livelihood.
They're not supposed to spray in creeks. They're not supposed to spray on exposed limestone bedrock, and here they did.
They sprayed a hillside leading down to a spring-fed creek that flowed directly into the Buffalo River.
That last voice was Sean Porter with Newton County Wildlife Association, organized in the 1970s. Early on, it challenged the U.S. Forest Service use of aerial herbicide spraying on the Ozark National Forest. At the time, lumber companies used chemical defoliants to kill hardwood forests to grow pine trees. The group got a federal district judge to issue an injunction to block it, setting a national precedent. Newton County Wildlife Association, which has pressured Carroll Electric to stop using herbicides, partnered with Brian Campbell to make this film. The utility has reportedly argued its herbicide program costs three times less than mechanical clearing, yet critics claim the co-op has not furnished any accounting of cost savings, nor allowed them to review board member minutes. Last winter, Carroll Electric did provide a limited period for members to submit do-not-spray waivers, a complicated process requiring notarized requests attached to certified land deed copies.
They don't want people opting out. It's going to be a lot of work for them to go out and mark the land on all these property owners, their borders, basically, to make sure that they don't spray them. It's going to be a lot of work. It's going to cost a lot. But the fact of the matter is most of the people out there, or a lot of them at least, don't want to be sprayed. They have no interest in having their land contaminated with herbicides. And so they have to make it difficult. They have to try very hard to prevent these people from opting out.
Still, a number of members who filed the appropriate paperwork reported being sprayed. Since the film's release weeks ago, anti-herbicide activists gathered 1,300 petition signatures required to place candidate Marcy Brewster on the ballot to elect her to Carroll Electric Cooperative's board. She secured well over 1% of the entire membership required, but fell 8 votes short of the 250 stipulated in her district. Marcy Brewster and her supporters claim the board has made it increasingly difficult to challenge incumbents. Back in the early 90s, only 30 signatures were required. They've demanded a recount and intend to challenge the process. The Natural State of America, produced by Brian Campbell and directed by Terrell Case, Timothy Wistrand, and Corey Gatton, will be distributed later this year. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.